Welcome to Connecting the Community podcast. I am your host, Marge Andre. I will be connecting you to people, organizations, and events that create community. I am creating this podcast in Richmond Hill, an eclectic and very culturally diverse community with lots of trees and streams and interesting people, just up the hill from Toronto. For this podcast, I welcome Cam Lund from the Curtain Club. Cam is a board member, behind-the-scenes guy, a stage guy, and the current director of the production Suburban Standoff. Cam, welcome.
Thanks, Marge. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Cam, is there anything I missed about your involvement with the Curtain Club?
Well, I go back a long way. Let's put it that way. I actually started with the Curtain Club back in 1987. Mm-hmm. And it's been a whirlwind since then, I'll tell you that. But it's very cool. I started out in university and popped into the Curtain Club and wanted to see what they were doing and what was all about, because I had an interest in acting at that time in theater. And I met some wonderful people who invited me in, and I sat through what was known as an audition process. And I got to sit in the actual theater for the first time and see what goes on. And it was pretty enlightening, and kind of I caught the bug from there, so to speak. And I actually started out working in the booth, running lights and sound and that sort of thing, and then progressed to many different roles within the organization. But it's always been, it's like my home away from home, and everyone is part of this community, theater community, and where we've become a best friends. Like, there's a lot of friendships throughout the organization, and it's just nice to have that. And being involved over 25 years has allowed me to experience a lot of fun things with a lot of different people who have a general interest in theater.
Very good. Yes. The theater is, the Curtain Club is over 50 years old. Can you give us a brief history of the Curtain Club?
Well, it's actually a lot older than that, and I'm over 50 years old too. But anyways, that's another story. The Curtain Club is Richmond Hill's community theater, and it started out in someone's basement way back in 1954, when a group of like-minded individuals, starting with someone who may be well-known as Cicely Thompson. Her son is R.H. Thompson, who's a well-known Toronto actor, and she helped create the Curtain Club Community Theater within Richmond Hill. And it started out way back then and progressed to shows being put on at the old Canadian Tire Garage that was located on Yonge Street. And then in the 1970s, the Curtain Club actually moved to our current location, which is 400 Newkirk Road in Richmond Hill. It's been going strong since then. And we produce 5 shows a year, ranging from comedies and dramas to mysteries and thrillers, and the odd musical thrown in here or there when we so choose.
Very good. Yeah, it's a certainly important part, a great part of our community here in Richmond Hill.
Mm-hmm.
The Curtain Club is very much a volunteer organization, correct?
Oh my goodness, yes. We are actually 100% volunteers. That's what we're made of. And I always like to say to people is, we do this for love, not for money. No one gets paid at the Curtain Club, and people sort of just pitch in and do whatever they can and help wherever is needed. And if something's going wrong, people will jump in and assist wherever it is. So it's nice to have that sense of camaraderie. And you know what? Let's all get together and help each other out and make the show as good as we possibly can. So it's really, we're fortunate. We have a membership base of volunteers, and there's about, I would say, Marge, about 150 to 200 people a year that are part of our volunteer membership. And we're always looking for new members, because that's how you grow your family and learn new skills and get other people involved in it. And they range in age as well. I've got friends working on shows that may be in the teenagers. We have a lovely new teenager that's just joined us, who's 14 years old and having a great time at the Curtain Club. And I have friends that have been there for many years, and they're in their 80s. So it ranges in ages as well. And everyone just has the commonality of wanting to be involved in theater, whether it is in a variety of ways behind the scenes. So we have lots of people that will help build sets, for example. We have a ton, we have set building crew, so to speak, that come in and they build the sets during the day. So they're obviously retired folks that can come in and they build. And then in the evenings, the rehearsals take place. So that's where you have your directors, your actors, your designers might be coming in for designing lights and sound and props and costumes. So there's so many roles. And then we also need a crew of folks that help greet our patrons. So once the show opens, we have volunteers that help with the house and greet people and get them seated and give them programs. And we have a coffee bar and concession stand. So we need people to help with that as well. We also sell 50-50 tickets. So there's a whole team of volunteers that are part of the Curtain Club family. And it's nice to have such a variety of different roles for people to take on. And depending on your interests, you can join and participate where it suits you and grow your skills into other areas if you so choose.
Love it. Excellent. So yeah, again, a very important part of our community. And thank you again for being part of something so great. I have heard that the community theater, the Curtain Club, is really an impressive facility like compared to other community theaters. Can you brag?
Well, I'm not really a bragger if you want to know the truth, but we are very, very fortunate. Back in the early 1970s, the membership at that time took on a huge project and decided to build their own facility, their own community theater, right at the corner of Newkirk and Elgin Mills. So that's where we're located at 400 Newkirk. And a lot of these members actually put up their own money to begin with to get this building built. So the very core building was put together in that time, and then it's been added on ever since. So we are a fixed community theater. We seat 158 folks, and we have a wonderful auditorium that is consisting of fixed seating that is raked. So it's like a movie theater. I always tell people on the inside, if you've never been to the Curtain Club, picture a movie theater today. It's got a center aisle, and every row is higher than the row in front of it. So the seating is awesome. And the seating is fixed. It is also cushy. It's a lovely experience. And even if you're in the back row of the Curtain Club, you are super close to the stage because we only seat 158 people. So it's a really neat, intimate experience where you feel like you're almost on stage with the actors watching the action take place. So it's really a cool experience because you're right there with them on the edge of the stage, so to speak. So we were very fortunate to have that. And then over the years, there's been additions put onto the Curtain Club. So there's been renovations that took place to add, for example, the lobby. The lobby didn't exist in the original build. It was just the auditorium where people came in and saw shows. So then the lobby was built, and then a vestibule was added on. And then back in 2009, we were very happy to be able to put together enough funding to do over a million dollar renovation to the building. So this included, Marge, adding on a hallway on the side so that people could have a grand entrance into the theater, a level entrance, so that everyone can come in the same way. We can accommodate wheelchairs, et cetera. It's great to have that. We also increased our washroom facilities. So we have lovely washrooms now for folks to use, and increased our HVAC capabilities. So we have a good air conditioning and heating system. So it's created a really nice, a better experience for our patrons and also for our members, of course. But it's all about how do we make it a wonderful experience so people want to come back to the Curtain Club Theater and enjoy productions with us. So we were able to do that $1 million renovation, and the funding, just to give you a bit of background on it, our funding actually came from patrons, members, and just building up our capacity over time, our fiscal bank accounts, and being fiscally responsible. So we're all about that kind of thing. We've got a lot of talented folks behind the scenes, our board of directors, who sort of guides where we go. And we've been very fortunate over the years to have many people who are good at that and have kept money in the bank, so to speak, for either a rainy day or a big project that may come up. So we're we're usually in good situation that way, and that's how we sort of grow and build our capabilities. But our facility is one of the top facilities of community theaters within York Region for sure, and it's due to the great insights of our members and our community supporting the Curtain Club within Richmond Hill.
Thank you very much for all of that, Cam. Like, it really is a great place. You didn't talk about the stage and lighting and such. Can you, that I want you to brag about, because I've been told by people who come from other community theaters that we are very fortunate for that part of the theater.
The stage itself, yes. Well, we've got a great level stage. It's not huge, but it's very serviceable. And during the renovation, we actually had to make it fireproof and soundproof by adding in certain stuff underneath the stage, so it could no longer be used for storage, etc. So it's now soundproof and fireproof. It's very well settled, and it's a great space so we can build our sets up on it and screw right into the floorboards if we need to, and hang our lights above it. We've got a professional lighting grid situated above the stage so that we can hang lights appropriately and create different effects depending on what's needed. For example, the show that's currently going on or opening this week will have thunder and lightning effects and that sort of thing. So there's special lighting instruments and things that are put up to create that. So we're very fortunate that we've got the ability to do that. We have a full curtain that may or may not be used for different productions. This one, it is being used. So we're set up like a mini professional theater, so to speak. And we're very fortunate again to have that. Grants have helped us, Trillium grants and things like that, to increase our lighting capabilities and our sound capabilities. And right now we have a technical committee, Marge, that's looking into how can we upgrade where we sit right now, because we haven't done a lot of sound upgrades, for example, for many years. So we're looking into new computer systems, new soundboards, new speakers, that sort of thing, to increase the capabilities, because we want to be on the front edge of the technical way. And also it's nice to be able to have people come in and learn new skills, and it's nice to learn on newer equipment, etc., and keep our skills up. And also we have a lot of students that come in sometimes and help behind the scenes, and they love the booth area. That's a great area of focus. So learning on equipment that's up to date and modern, and learning how to hang lights appropriately and create effects and the color schemes behind the lighting, all of that is very key. So it's nice to be able to have up to date components to do that.
Very good. I did not realize about all that technical stuff. I just enjoy the show. But I know there's this little booth that magic happens in. So good luck with getting extra fun to make more magic. So thank you for that.
Well,
so.
And one more, Marge, if I can add on, is the sets. Mm-hmm. The sets are quite phenomenal at the Curtain Club. We do have a good team of folks that are highly skilled in set building as well as set design. And for example, this show, Suburban Standoff, the one that's running currently, we have a brand new set designer who has created a wonderful home on our stage. And it's just amazing to see how skills are developed and grown. We have a sort of a mentorship program where experienced set designers are helping this new set designer to put together his vision and create whatever the situation is, the colors, the sets, the furnishings, the set dressing, all of that sort of thing. So it's neat to see people progress and build those skills. But our sets are quite phenomenal at the Curtain Club, and people are always wondering, like, wow, that looks like a house, that looks like this living room, that looks like an outdoor garden. And some of our patrons even want to get up on stage to touch and feel and see exactly what's going on. So sometimes we do tours behind the scenes and that sort of thing, just to show them, because it's a very different look from behind as opposed to out front. But we're very fortunate with the people that we have that can do these skill sets.
Very good. I would like a behind the scenes tour someday. So
ooh, anytime.
Okay. I believe that the Curtain Club wins awards at this yearly, is it ACTRA, sort of community theater competition. Can you brag again?
Well, ATCO, it's called ATCO, and it's Association of Community Theatre Central Ontario. And there's sort of They are the umbrella organization that help represent a variety of community theaters within Central Ontario, Central and Southern Ontario. And each year before the pandemic occurred, we would have a yearly festival. So it would be like your Tonys or your Oscars, where there are adjudications taking place with professionals coming in to observe your shows, and they would provide constructive feedback and take notes, et cetera, on the different areas of design, production, acting, directing, all of those stage management, all of those areas would be taken into consideration. And then we would be judged along with other community theaters in a competition. And there would be awards at the end of the season, nominations and awards. And just to celebrate all of the great talent that is out there. And then one production would be selected from all of the productions that are entered into the festival to then compete at the Theatre Ontario Festival that was taking place at that time. And it would be somewhere in Ontario. It rotated around the province. And you would actually have to put your set back up and re-rehearse your play and be ready to take it on the road to wherever. And the Curtin Club has been very lucky to go on to the Theatre Ontario Festival a number of years. And we've been to places such as North Bay and Belleville and Sarnia and all across the province to remount a show that was selected as one of the top productions within our area to move it on to compete at the finals. And yes, we have won numerous awards, whether it be acting, directing, producing, stage management, et cetera, and very, very lucky to have that skill and develop people within the organization. But at the core of it, it's all about being part of the community, Marge. It's not about winning awards, at least not for me. It's about celebrating theater and doing the best you can do so that the audience enjoys the productions and keeps coming back and brings their friends and their family members, and everyone gets to enjoy theater.
Thank you for all of that, Kim, both your enthusiasm and reminding us that really is, it's the productions rather than winning an award.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can you tell us how the plays are chosen each year? Like I wait each year, what's going to be showing? How is that decision made?
It's funny that you ask, because we have a lot of our subscribers like yourself who come back year after year and see the shows. They're always going, how do you guys decide this? Or when are those plays going to be announced? I want to know what's coming up next year. Everyone gets excited when the season is about to be announced. Like, what are we going to see next year? And the Curtin Club has a good solid foundation of how we do the play selection, because quite honestly, play selection is one of the most important roles that happens within our organization. We have to pick a solid season to ensure that patrons want to come back year after year. And we have found that it's sort of like a recipe that you put together. And our play reading, what we have is a play reading committee, and it consists of five members of our Curtin Club Theater. And we try to pick select a team of folks that come from different areas. So you might have a director on it, you might have an actor, you might have a designer, you might have a set builder or a set designer, you might have a lighting person, so that they represent the different areas that happen within a production. If you had just a play reading committee with all actors on it, you might have plays with great roles for people, but you might have sets that are just too much for us, or lighting that just is crazy. So you want to have all the areas represented. And they take, what happens is this committee meets usually once or twice a month, and it goes anywhere from a period of 6 to 12 months. And they read plays that are either submitted by members or subscribers sometimes submit plays. Playwrights that know that we accept submissions, they will submit plays. But a lot of people that are involved at the Curtin Club also see shows, whether it's in Toronto or around at other community theaters, and they'll bring those ideas to the table as well. So the play reading committee will usually read between, I would say, anywhere from 60 to over 100 plays a season to pick a balanced season of five plays. And we try at the Curtin Club to always start with a comedy and end with a comedy. We know that comedies are what people really, really enjoy. That's one of the top picks for folks. And when times are tough and people are living their daily lives, coming out and having a good laugh with your friends or your family is what it's all about. So we usually have two to three of those comedies in the season, and then we mix it up within those comedies. We might have a thriller or a mystery or a really good drama, something that's got some meat on the bone, so to speak, and brings out a different piece of theater. And those are always interesting to work on, and people love those ones because it's something different. And some of our audience members, they prefer that kind of theater. And we really do a great job at those as well. So it's really nice to see a variety of shows. So we tend not to have just one type of show. But we'll also, Marge, have themes sometimes. So there might be, you know what, it's time. Let's have a season of just comedies. And we'll pick five very different comedies and just have one full season of comedy. Or we might go, you know what, there's so much great Canadian talent out there. Let's have a season of just Canadian playwrights. And so we'll have a season with just shows that are written by Canadians. And quite honestly, the season that's happening right now, it's all Canadian plays. We actually did not have that mandate, but it just happened that the plays we loved, or the play reading committee loved, are all Canadian plays. So it's that sort of thing. So they read, they talk about the plays, they come together, and we look at the plays from a different area. So they'll look at it from an audience appeal perspective. Like, do we think an audience would like this? Members, people that are part of our membership and work on the shows, will they like this kind of play to work on? So we look at all of those kind of things. What difficulties are there in sound and lights and sets and props and acting? Is it a cast of 20 people? Can we cast that? Like, so we always, you look at it from a variety of areas, and we have a scorecard or a sheet that we fill out, and each person who reads each play sort of categorizes and fills it out and puts whether they recommend that piece or whether they don't recommend that play and why. And then the play readers, all five of them would meet together, and they hash it out, so to speak, and have great conversations about, oh, I love this play. I think this is one we should consider for the season. Here's why, or this is one not so much, and here's why I don't recommend it. So it's all of that kind of stuff that we put together. And it takes, as I said, 6 to 12 months to put it together. And then that season is presented to the board of directors and then hopefully approved. And then we go from there to pick our directors and then get the shows on the road, so to speak.
That was a lot, Cam, but I think very interesting and very worthwhile. And it certainly answers my question. How did you get this program? So we now have a better understanding of that. Thank you very much for all that information. You are directing this first production, actually starting very soon. And can you tell us about Suburban Standoff?
Oh my goodness. Of course I can tell you about Suburban Standoff because I love it. It's a Canadian comedy written by Michael Grant, and it's a very fun premise. So you have an older couple at home having a nice relaxing evening, and all of a sudden the door knock happens, and there's a couple of youngsters at the door, and it turns into what's called a home invasion. So you wouldn't think a home invasion would be funny, but in this case, our youngsters that are creating this home invasion are a little bit inept and not certain of what they're doing. So it becomes very obvious very soon in the play as to the craziness that's going to ensue, and that our retirees that are sitting at home are actually the ones that might be in control, and what's going to happen here and how it turns around and what goes on. So it's a very silly premise, but fun and engaging and a lot of laughs. So not something where you're going to learn a lot from, but you're going to have a great evening out at pub if you come to see Suburban Standoff. And I don't want to give away all the fun that's going to happen. You have to come and see it.
Okay, thank you. This is the first of five shows. Can you just give us a general overview about the rest of the season?
Sure. So we start with Suburban Standoff, the comedy. Then we transition into an ethical dilemma drama called Within the Glass by Anna Chatterton. And it's a really neat piece about two different couples that get together at a dinner party. And what's happened is and mistakes made at a fertility clinic where a fertilized egg has been implanted in the wrong woman. So it's an evening of how do they, these couples deal with this situation. And it's quite an interesting piece. There is a lot of humor in this play as well as heavy drama, but a neat piece that we know has happened in the past as well in real life. And this is a neat piece that builds on that. So that's our second play. Our third one, it's really awesome. It's called Surrender Dorothy. And believe it or not, it's written by a Curtain Club member. So Liz Best is the playwright of the show, and she's actually a member of the Curtain Club. Again, nice for us to be able to celebrate local community talent right within our organization. And it's about five ladies in their 50s. And one of them decides to create an online profile for dating, internet dating, and gets her girlfriends to do the same. And it's all about how these five women transition into the world of internet dating and the crazy things that go on. So it should be a lot of fun. So if you like comedy, that one I'm sure is going to hit the mark for you. Then we go into another drama called Innocent Lost. And this is the series of play about Stephen Truscott, the Stephen Truscott case back in the 1950s. So this is based on historical documents and what actually happened to Stephen Truscott back in the 1950s. So if you are a historian or you've heard about the story of what he was accused of, this is a really good play to take up and see. And then our final play of the season is called Jonas and Barry in the Home. And it's a comedy again, and it's about a lovely comedy about two elderly men who are in an assisted living home, and they become friends. And it's about their friendship and them talking about their lives and how they keep each other sort of interested in living and going on and what's happened to them and lots of fun jokes. It's written by Canadian Norm Foster, who is a favorite of many of our patrons. And they've been to see a lot of Norm shows either at the Curtain Club or at other community theaters around Ontario. So a lovely season there together. And I think lots of laughs and lots of serious moments as well that people will enjoy.
Woo, lots to look forward to.
Now, exactly.
Yeah, can you tell us about, you know, how do you get tickets? And the prices.
Sure. So tickets, there's a couple of ways. The easiest way for folks now is our online system. You just go to thecurtainclub.org. And if you would like to play by a credit card, you can order the season subscription right online. Our ticket prices are quite affordable. For the subscription series, it's $75 to $85 for five plays in total. So it only works out to $15 to $17 basically per show, which is very affordable. If you would like to purchase single tickets, they're $22. You can do that online. Or if you prefer to talk to someone live, you will get myself or the other gentleman who is his helps box office as well, Wayne. And our box office number is 905-773-3434. And you can call and you can order tickets over the phone with us. So there's two different ways to do it. And we try to keep, as I said, keep our costs affordable. You can see, though, that the best deal is go with a subscription, come and see all five shows. It pays to do that. And you'll really enjoy what you see.
Yes, I've had a subscription for many years, and it's something that's very worthwhile. Many of the plays, I think, what am I going to see? I don't care. I go, I enjoy it. There are ones I like better than the other ones. We have great discussions with a group that you're going with. The buzz in the lobby at intermission afterwards is fantastic. So I certainly would encourage everyone to get a subscription. I want to ask you about how people can get involved. Like, who do they call? Like, they call you. They're interested in set design. They think they might like to act. What do you do?
Well, I would encourage them, first of all, to go online and check us out at thecurtainclub.org. There is a great website set up there. And one of the things is the topic is how to get involved. And you can just click on that icon, and it will talk about becoming a member. So there's a membership form right online. And you can contact membership at thecurtainclub.org as well by via email. You can certainly call the box office if you want to come in and if you want to chat to someone live. We have a membership secretary, and Phyllis is wonderful at engaging with new members. So we can refer everyone to her, or just online is the best way, because then you can just fill out the form. It costs $20 a year to become a member of the Curtain Club, and that allows you to participate, whether it's in the meetings, general meetings, or building sets, or acting, or helping in the booth, directing, all of the different areas that we have to offer for people is open once you become a member of the Curtain Club Theater. So those are the best ways to get involved. And it's always nice. We'll even do tours with new members and show them behind the scenes and how we do things at the Curtain Club and that sort of thing, so that they get a sense of what we're like and what our culture is like. And I think that's a big part of it too, is we are a big family. And that's the most important thing to me, is it's become a place where you go to have a lot of fun with people that you really enjoy their company with as well. So I think that's even more fun. So it's not just about creating a show. It's about, hey, I get to see Susie, who I haven't seen for the last couple of months or whatever, and we can catch up as we build sets. So that sort of thing, right?
Excellent. So anyone who's been interested in theater, if you did it back in high school and want to rekindle that flame, I would check out the Curtain Club. I can attest that there's some great people that you are involved with, Cam. So thank you for that. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just say, yeah, if there's two ways, there's two main things. If you like to see shows, then definitely join us as a subscriber. Come and check us out, or come and check out a show and see what you like, and we can hopefully get you hooked and bring you back for more. And the other one is definitely, you're interested, if you had high school interest in theater, or if you've just always wondered about how to put shows together and you want to be a part of that, is join us as a member and definitely check us out online and either come and see a show or fill out your membership form and become a member of the Curtain Club, because we're always looking for people to get involved and to help. And I think you'll enjoy helping and having a lot of fun along the way. So those are sort of the two key messages I would say. And remember, the Curtain Club is your community theater. So it's what you make of it and how you become a part of it, whether it's watching the shows or helping create the shows.
Thank you so much, Cam. I'll put the website, the phone number, all on in the podcast notes. So there's no excuse not to get in touch with you. I am so looking forward to seeing you very shortly. And again, thank you very much for this, Cam.
Oh, wonderful, Marge. It's always a great opportunity to chat with you, and lovely to be able to tell everyone all about the Curtain Club Theater in Richmond Hill.
Thank you for listening. I would very much appreciate you sharing this podcast. Please tune in next week as we continue to explore the community. Consider emailing me at marj@marjandre.com. I welcome suggestions for podcast guests. Stay well, stay connected.